Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. Joining us today is C.B. Brekken, CEO of Breckford International. The company trades on the bulletin board, and the ticker symbol is BFDI, and they are a leading homeland technology service provider. Thanks for joining us today, C.B.
Thank you for having me.
Great. Now, getting right into it, start off by talking to us about the federal contracts for the vehicle uplifting services.
Well, as you know, over a year, we've implemented new programs where we are involved in providing Breckford with complete 360 vehicle solutions, meaning agencies can come to us, buy Ford, GM, Chrysler, and or engineer upfitting solution, and we provide them a complete, what we call smart police car, meaning that has technology with traditional upfitting lights, sirens, and radio equipment. So we can purchase it or lease it from us, and it is a full turnkey package where most of the agencies like that because right now they have to buy cars from an area, and they go another area and get it upfitted, and they go another area for decal, and then by the time they receive the vehicle, they've expired in their warranty because it takes almost 5 to 6 months. Whereas you come to Breckford, you get a turnkey package ready to roll.
Well, great. So, yeah, explain to us about what are some of the main products and services and where we may be able to find them.
Well, this year, Breckford has launched a new program where we have five entities product geared towards mission critical application. As I told you, we talked about the Breckford Smart Police Vehicle. We talked about also vehicle upfitting, meaning if the agencies and law enforcement have existing vehicles, we provide emergency lights and sirens, communication equipment, mobile computers, rugged laptops, cages, push bumpers, decals, tinting, and vehicle armoring. Our third solution is we have also launched into a video solution where we have in-car law enforcement video capture. We also have automated license plate reader, which is also known as ALPR. Vehicle could be driving about 50, 60 miles down the road and pick up about 100 cars in a matter of minutes, reading the tags if they're expired, if they're out of state. So that's very nice technology. It's very new and upcoming. And then our third video solution is photo speed enforcement, which in Maryland, they just passed a law, and we can we have one of the forefronts in that. And then the last product solution we're launching is electronic ticketing system, where we developed in-house a product called Slick Ticket that provides a scanner built into the device as well as a printer, and all officers do is scan the license, driver's license, and boom, it gets uplifted to the laptop, and from there it goes right to the court system, and then they print out the ticket to the offender.
Well, good. And so, yeah, you also have a partnership right now, or you signed it a few weeks ago with the RedSpeed USA.
Yes,
that's
we've signed
speed enforcement.
This is where the photo enforcement is coming through. We signed a partnership with RedSpeed, and we're about to launch some great solutions with them in Maryland. And then, other thing we also have a mobile technology, meaning laptops and cars, installations, and wireless communication that goes from the vehicle directly to a NCIC record and local DMV record.
Great, and so you put out your quarterly results about a month and a half ago, and you had a 20% increase in your GAP revenue. So, what were some of the drivers behind your increase in revenue and income?
Well, we are actually very focused in this market. That's number one. Number two, we have great products that the agencies are utilizing, and these products we provide are just not products that it helps them raise money for the agency as well. And for example, electronic ticketing, they're able to issue tickets faster, therefore they're increasing their own productivity. So all the equipment we provide are geared towards more efficiency and better productive for the end user. And that's one. The other is also in the down economy, we're seeing increase because of our service. We are very keen and very precise in what we do and how we do it. And some of the attribute that. The other part is also we've become very efficient, and we have reevaluated the business, and it has worked out for us.
Well, great. And so talk about some of the market trends in Homeland Technology and how well-positioned Breckford is to capitalize on it.
Well, as you know from my press release, Breckford just got into the federal arena. We've been doing state and local for many, many years. Now, federal has actually gravitated towards Breckford even because they're looking for similar technology that can assist them, and they are finding that they don't have a company that's really doing a good job. So we've been able to win a lot of contracts based on our performance and based on what our solutions can do for them. So we are targeting heavily into federal, and we see that trend increasing every day.
Well, good. And so who are some of your competitors in this arena, and what makes you unique from some of the other players in your sector?
What makes us unique is, well, we're very well positioned in the Mid-Atlantic area where the federal government is right in the back door for us, as well as we have a facility that's extremely large compared to some of the other competitors, which are more geared towards 5-6 vehicles. We can house over 50 vehicles inside our building and work at one time as a production line for the vehicle upfitting, as well as we've created a great relationship with dealers to provide vehicles for the agencies, and that's some of the advantage we have. Furthermore, the other advantage we have is where we're not just doing traditional upfitting of lights and signs and communication, but we're also adding technology in terms of rugged mobile computers, video camera systems. And we focus on our principles of uniformity, quality, and some of the five principles we touch on that keeps the standardization in this industry. Whereas other people are not doing that. They can go to one car. It could be different how installed versus the other car.
Great. And so perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience, CB, as well as that of some of the key management team.
Well, if you look at Breckford.com, you'll see some of our experience on my management team. I'm one of the former founders of Pelican Mobile that started in mobile technology in the Mid-Atlantic area, providing rugged laptops into outdoor environment. And we've been able to partnership with Panasonic for that over the years and grew that and grew this business into now what's become a full-service one-stop shop for public safety and homeland security.
And so what are some of the goals and objectives that the team hopes to accomplish here over the course of the next 12 months?
Well, as you know, just from some of the stuff I've released, we have bought back a tremendous amount of shares, which has provided a tremendous amount of opportunity for shareholders to see we're very strong as a company. We bought 18 million shares back to show the market that we are strong as a company and we're well positioned. The other companies I've seen in this market, in my sector, really do not have the solid revenue and profit that I believe Breckford can provide.
And so in terms of investors, CB, do you believe that right now the company's investment story and your upside potential are completely understood and appreciated by the financial community?
No, I think we're heavily undervalued in our sector. We are a solid company with solid revenue and profit. I've looked through the companies out there, public companies our size, and there are many companies that have very small revenue, very small profit, and they are rotting a lot on potential and concept idea, whereas Breckford is solid and has solid contracts and working with solid agencies like Secret Service and a lot of the federal agencies we're just getting into, as well as our existing clientele in state and local. And seeing that we also bought 18 million shares back, I think this creates a lot more value for shareholders, which they're not seeing yet.
Certainly a very key point. And so once again, joining us today is C.B. Brecken, CEO of Breckford International, which trades on the bulletin board, ticker symbol is BFDI, and is currently trading at 14 cents a share. Now, before we conclude, C.B., what do you believe are some of the key reasons that investors should consider Breckford as a good long-term investment opportunity?
I would focus on the market sector we're in. Public safety technology is needed. Public safety is the last area of budget being cut. We play a vital role in our safety, and I believe that because of the sector we're in, we're going to keep growing because crime is not coming down, and we provide technology and assistance that helps with that. The other aspect is we have a very solid business plan in action, and the five product categories I talked about are huge.
Well, we certainly do look. Go ahead, please. Please finish.
I'm just saying we haven't even touched the tip of the iceberg on this whole sector we're launching right now.
Well, certainly, and we do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and report on your future progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today and to update our investors.
Well, I'd like to thank you as well, and thanks for having me on your interview.